But we got to the last six lines of Mem Beis. Mem Beis, the Gemara was talking about how we know that the Beis Haskilah is outside three machanas. So the Gemara yesterday brought a whole drasha, Gzeir Shavas from Parma Nisrafim. So now the Gemara is going to suggest another approach as to how we know the Beis Haskilah is Chutz L'Shlosh Machanas. So the Gemara, six lines up from the bottom of Mem Beis says, Rapapa Amar, Moshe Heicha Hava Yasuv, B'Machanel Leviyah. Moshe Beinu, where was he living? He was living in Machanel Leviyah. He was a Levi. So he lived in Machanel Leviyah. That was his second camp. And Amar Le Rachmana, Hashem says to him, Hotes Makala El Muchutz L'Machana, take him outside of the camp, from the camp where Moshe was. Moshe was talking to Hashem, or Hashem was talking to Moshe, in Machanel Leviyah, take him outside the camp. That means Chutz L'Machanel Leviyah. So put him into Machanel Yisrael. And then the Pasuk says he had a second time, V'yotziu Es HaMakal El Muchutz L'Machana, they took him outside the Machana. Why did they have to say it a second time? First there was a tzivoy, and then once he actually did this, Chutz L'Machana Yisrael. So the second mention of taking him out, telling us to take out it from a second Machana, namely Machana Yisrael. So we're not learning it all from Parm Nisrafim, we're learning from the Pesukim themselves about the Makalo. So the Gemara says you can learn the drasha when it says Vayotziu Es HaMakal El Muchutz L'Machana, they're describing what he actually did. Hahu Mibarilei Lasiya, that's talking about just Lemaisa, that's what Moshe did. Hashem said take him out of a Machana, and the Pasuk says Moshe took him outside the Machana. It's not to make an extra drasha. Gemara says no, it is extra because Asiya Behedik Siva. The Pasuk explicitly says the following words, the top of Mem Gimel now, Ubnei Yisrael asu kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. And Bnei Yisrael did exactly what Hashem commanded Moshe to do. So that encompasses all the things you're supposed to do in terms of the skila. So why does it have to say, then if they did everything, why does it specify, v'yotziu es hamakal el muchutz l'machane? So that word, those few words are extra to tell us that he took him outside an extra machane, namely outside machane Yisrael. And that's the source that he goes, the basis skila is chutz l'shlosh machanos. So Gemara says, wait a second, if you're telling me from the words Bnei Yisrael asu kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, that Bnei Yisrael did everything Hashem commanded Moshe to do, so why does he have to go on and say in the Pasuk, El Me'ata, two lines down, Vayigrimu also Evan, that they stoned him? If they already said that they did what Hashem told them to do, that obviously means they stoned him. Why does he have to go out and single out Vayigrimu also Evan? Gemara says, because the Pesukim Vayigrimu also Evan is also extra, to teach us the following drasha, my of delay, hahumi barley, to teach us the drasha, lichadatanya vayigimu, oso bevin, oso velo biksuso. You stone him while he doesn't have any clothes on, but not any ksus. Oso, him by himself, and there's nothing in between his skin and the stones. Oso velo biksuso. That's the drasha vayigimu oso. And what do you learn from the extra word, evin? Evin shim meis evin achas yatsa. That if you kill him with one large boulder, that's enough. You don't need to bring multiple rocks. One rock is sufficient.
How many times did they perform skewer?
No idea. The pasuk says Evan, we just saw by Yigimu, so Evan. But there's another pasuk that says Avanim. It says Ragom Osob Avanim. So do you need one rock or do you need multiple rocks? So the Gemara explained you need both. Because Dik Kasa Rachmana Evan, if it said Evan, one rock, so then Havamina Hecha de Lo Mace Bechada Lo Nise Achrisi Umiktale. If it said just Evan in the Pasuk, I would think you take one boulder. If he dies from it, great. If he doesn't die, so that's it. He lives. You can only do one Evan. So therefore, Kasa Rachmana Avanim, if he doesn't die from the first rock, you give him other rock, throw other rocks at him. But I kasa rachmanu avanim. So why doesn't the Torah just say avanim? Throw multiple rocks until the guy dies. What's the need to write evan? Because I kasa rachmanu avanim. If it said rocks, have amina, I would have thought meikara nisi tarti. You have to bring two initially, two rocks and throw at the first throw two rocks initially at him. So kasa rachmanu evan. No, you start off with one big rock. If he doesn't die from that big rock, so then you bring other avanim into the picture. And that's what we learn from the words vayigimu so evan. So then the Gemara says, wait a second, how could Rapapa, we just had this whole suggestion from Rapapa that said, how do we know the Beis Haskilah is Chutz L'Shlosh Machanos, because it says the Chutz L'Machana two times, Moshe was in Machana Leviyah, so one time means outside Machana Leviyah, the second time is outside Machana Israel. But wait a second, Rapapa is only in Amora. And didn't we bring yesterday, V'ho Haitana Nemar Kamar? Yesterday's drasha from Parma Nisrafim was based on a Brisa, a Tana. Rapapa, who is only in Amora, is not allowed to argue in a Tana. How does he argue in the Tana? How could he create his own drasha? So the Gemara says, Ilu lo nemar kamar. If it didn't have a drasha, we would have said. What do you mean? V'hachi kamar. Ilu lo nemar kra, ha'is omer gzera shava. So had there not been a pasuk, the Brice is telling us the following idea. Had there not been a pasuk, we would have found the Gezer Shava to prove the point of Parman Nisrafim. But Achshav, now that we have a Shinem Akrad, now we have a pasuk, there are proper proof from the pasuk, so Gezer Shava Lotzach, we don't need this Gezer Shava. So that Tana was simply a theoretical discussion, but really Rapapa is the right answer. Now this is a very interesting Gemara. I've discussed this in the past. We have a concept that a Gzeir Shava is only something Ein Adam Dun Gzeir Shava Mi'atzma. A person can't learn his, or create his own Gzeir Shavas unless Elam Mikalam Mirabo. He has to have a Masara from his Rebbe, from Moshe, from Kabbalah Satorah. So how could the price say we would have created a Gzeir Shava? It doesn't make any sense to create a Gzeir Shava if you don't have such a Masara. So there's an idea that the Ramban speaks about in the Sefer Mitzvot on the Rambam, that a Gzeir Shava, that doesn't mean every single detail is passed on. It means that there are certain words that were given. The word chutz lechutz was given as a Gzeir Shava. Chacham have to figure out how to apply the Gzeir Shavas. So this is an instance of they thought to maybe apply chutz lechutz as this type of application. Turns out they don't need this, so they applied the Gzeir Shava to another application. What the other application is, I'm not sure, but it wasn't needed for this idea, because from the Pesukim themselves about the Makalel, it's clear that you need to take or have the base of Skila, Chutz L'Gimel Machanas. Gemara now says, first Y line down, Rav Ashi says something different than Rav Papa. Rav Ashi Amar, Moshe Heicha Hava Yosef. Where was Moshe living? B'machan Leviya. He was a Levi. Vamar Le Rachman of the Torah, Hashem says to him, Hotse is a Makalel Chutz L'Machana, Leviya, take him outside Machan Leviya. That's number one. And El Mechutz L'Machana, the Pasuk goes on to say, Chutz L'Machana Yisrael, outside the Machana Yisrael. So the Pasuk itself says two. It's a different drasha than Rapapa. I'll just read the Pasuk here. It says, Hotzi is Mechalel, El Mechutz L'Machana. Hotzi is one, El Mechutz L'Machana is a second drasha. That's the total of Gimel Machanos. So that, what do you do with the word Vayotziu es Mechalel Lasia? So, and the one it says, it describes how they took out the Mekalel. That's just describing the event, the story, what happened, not any tzivor. That's Lemaisa, they took him out. So, wait a second, didn't we say above, Asiya behedik sivbehu? The Pasuk already explicitly says, Ubnei Yisrael asu kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. So why does the Pasuk have to single out, oh, they did vayotziu es Mekalel? We know they did everything Hashem told them to do. So the Gemara says, Ahumi baile chad l'smicha chad l'dichya. The pasuk of one of them, of Yotziu es Mekalel, that they took him out, and the other pasuk of Bnei Yisrael Asu Kasher Tziva Hashem, those are telling us two different drashas. One is they did a smicha, and one is they did a dechia. What's a smicha and a dechia? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, around eight narrow lines down, Mi baile l'smicha u'l'dechia. Dechsi b'tzava v'lo mefarshi b'asiyah. It's told us that in the commandment that you're supposed to do a smicha and a dechia, which is what Rashi explains here, that Hadar Sayim Mikra Bnei Yisrael Asu Af Smicha V'Dechia. Smicha is Samchu Kashomim. All the ones who heard, they placed their hands. Dechia Lav HaChaksiva. It's not written in this context of pushing off. El Misina Yara Yara. Those who don't listen are going to get thrown off a cliff. It was those who come closer to Har Sinai. Mikan She'echa Mina Edim Ba. One of the Edim come. V'docheu, throw him off the cliff, umapilu migova beis haskila, la'aret, from the top of the beis haskila. The beis haskila gavo shekamos, was two levels high, and they threw him off. So the smicha, they place a hand upon him, and there's a dechia. So telling us that one pasuk tells us he did the smicha, and one pasuk says they did the dechia, exactly what Hashem commanded them to do. So now that's Rav Ashi's understanding of how we know the beis haskila was chutz l'shlosh machanos. Asks the Gemara, Amr Lei Rabbanan the Rav Ashi, l'didach, according to you, so why do we have all these extra hotziyas in the context of Parman Nisrafim? Rashi explains here, l'didach, according to Rav Ashi, didarsha hotza ba'afi nafshe. The word hotza is one drasha, and elchutz machane is always a second drasha ba'afi nafshe. So then, if you look back at Parman Nisrafim, it says hotzi el mechutz machane. Now that means we have double the amount of drashas in that context. What are you going to do? What are the extra drashas doing in Parman Nisrafim? And the Gemara says, a good kasha, we end off as a kasha. We don't know for Rav Ashi. Sounds like we prefer the understanding of Rav Papa. The Gemara now says from the Mishnah, Echad Omer V'chule. So the Gemara comments, Amar Rav Huna, Pshitali, it's very obvious to me that Echam Even Shiniskaba, whether it's the rock that they used to stone the individual, Echad Eit Shinitlaba, or the tree that was used to hang him, O echad saif shenerek bo, or the sword that was killing him, or echad suda shenechnak bo, or the handkerchief that was used to strangle him, kulan mishel tzibur. These items have to come from the communal fund. We don't make the guy pay for his own death. Here, cough up the $100 so we could buy a sword for you. We don't make him pay for that. My time, huh? We don't say, here, give us the money so we could kill you. That doesn't make so much sense. So therefore, that comes from the tzibur. That's very clear to him. Now, before you go ahead, Tosa's comments here, pshita echad even, hadilo chashiv psila shenisraf ba. There's also a wick they used to use to light a fire and put it down the guy's throat. So why is that not included in the list here? It says everything else. So the answer is the Tosos, Mishum da Braisa de la Kaman, it's referring to a Braisa later on. And the Braisa Dam Hey says, the Katani Kulan Nikbaran Imo Kai, that all these things are buried together. When you kill the guy, you bury the sword with him, you bury the sudar with him, you bury the tree with him. You don't bury the psila, it's already down his throat. There's nothing to bury, so that's why we're not referring to it here. But in a chanami, it sounds like from Tosos, they would, the community, the tzibur would pay for the psila. The Ran answers differently, is because all the items are somewhat, not very costly, but the psila is less than a shapruta. It's a couple of pennies, so it wasn't considered here. But in a chanami, would come from the tzibur, but it wasn't considered because pachas misharapruta, we don't usually acknowledge. So now the Gemara says, so it's pasha, those things, the rak and the sudar and the eights, all come from his own, from the tzibur's money. But by Rav Huna, sudar shemanifin bo sus, shiratu mamidam, the handkerchief used, the white flag to hold off the procession, and wait a second, there's some guy here who has a limud schus on the guy, let's hold off for a second. So that little flag, who does that come from? Do we say, mishal mi? Who? Kaven da tzala didei mididehu, since it's helping the nidon, so maybe he should pay for it, for his own protection. Or maybe since Bezdin has an obligation to protect the guy, but they don't want to kill him, they really want to save him if they can, so maybe Bezdin should really coughing up the money to provide this hatzala. The sumor over. The person is going out to be killed, we give him a little glass of wine. In order to, again, he's going to go, obviously it's a very scary, a lot of anxiety you could imagine. So we give him some wine to ease the pain, the emotional pain, and even the physical pain. Shenamar, it says, Tenu Sheikha la Oved, you give beer to those who are going getting lost. The Yain le Marinefesh, and wine to those who are bitter. Vitani, the Brisa says, Nashim Yikaros Shib Yushalayim, these are precious ladies in Yushalayim, Hayu Misnadvos and Mavios Osam, they would dedicate the wine for this cause. But let's say Lo Nisnadvu, let's say Nashim Yikaros, let's say they didn't exist, they ran out of money, so the question becomes, Mishal Mi, who's going to provide the wine? So is it going to be from the own guy because it's for his own, it benefits for him? Or it should be for the tzibur paying for it? So the Gemara says, "Ha, this case is Vada Mistavra Mishal Tzibur. This should come from the Tzibur. Why? Kevin Diksiv Tanu Mididu. Since the Pasuk says explicitly in Mishlei, it says, Tanu Sheikh Lovet, give, you should give it. It's talking to the Tzibur that you should provide the wine for the individual. And this is one of the reasons why they talk about in the Yishonim. Why when we have a L'chaim, we say L'chaim. What's the reason to say L'chaim? So one of the three reasons brought down is because we don't want the wine to be like wine that was drunk when it came to the person being killed, L'misa, so we say it should be L'chaim. The other two suggestions that I brought down is because one of the Gemara Bracha says, what was the food that Adam ate and caused the Misa in this world? So one of it was Geffen, so it was Chita, some say Te'ena, but one opinion was Geffen. He drank wine, that caused Misa. Had it not been for that, we all would have lived forever. So we say L'chaim, against what Adam HaRishon did. And the third explanation was Noach, when he came out of the Teva, he drank, so he drank the wine, so in order to avoid that idea of Noach. So there is an afkamina, they say, would one say L'chaim? Now our practice is only really to say L'chaim when you have schnapps, not when you have wine. But everyone really says, really you should say L'chaim when you have wine, because that was explained all these different cases. But what about if you have schnapps, should one say L'chaim when having schnapps? Does the svara apply? So if it's based on this gemara here, that Mari Nefesh, Sheikhar, so anything that's going to ease his pain, you give him, whether it's wine, whether it's alcohol, whether it's drugs, whatever it is going to ease his pain for those few moments. So even by schnapps, you should say l'chaim. But if it's based on Adam and Noach and they only drink wine, then it wouldn't make sense to say l'chaim when having schnapps, only when having wine. Okay, the Gemara now says, where are we? Ba'i minei Rav Acha Barhuna mei Rav Sheish. It's the following question. Amar Echa min ha-Tamidim yesh li l'lamed alav zuchus. One of the Tamidim say, I've got a limud zuchus on this individual, minishatek, and he loses his, he goes mute, can't say it. So now what do? You think that he has something worthwhile to say, and you consider him as a zuchus or not? Ma, what's the din? So the Gemara says, Menafech Rav Sheshit B'yadei. Rav Sheshit kind of blew it off like with his hands, like, this one's nonsense. What's the shaila here? He didn't say anything. Just because he raises his hands and nothing to participate, to contribute, that's meaningless, and we go weiter with the case. So, Nishtate Kafila Echad B'sofa Olam Nami. That means there could be some guy across the world who has something to say, and he's not saying anything. He's also Nishtate. He can't speak now. So that's ridiculous. The Gemara says, no. Hasam lo kamar, hacha kamar. There, the guy living in China didn't raise his hand. But the guy who's present in front of us raised his hand, so maybe there's something worthwhile, and that should be enough to save the guy from being killed. So, my, what's the halacha? Gemara says, Tashma d'amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina echa min atamidim shazicha umes rona sa kilu chai. One of the Talmidim then says, I have something to say that he's innocent, and he goes on to explain why he thinks he's innocent, and then he drops dead. So the Gemara says, we view him as if he's alive, and the omeid b'mkomon, as if he's standing there. So the Gemara's medayik, only because he's zicha in, lo zicha lo. Only because he explained what he was saying, zicha. But if he didn't explain, he just raised his hand, so then we can't consider the guy as if he's alive, because he didn't say anything that's meaningful. He said nothing. Gemara says, no, lo zicha pshitalib. That's so obvious. Of course, if he didn't say anything, of course we don't acknowledge him as being here if he dies or if he stays silent. Amar tibaylecha, the Gemara said, what if he says, I have something to prove his innocence? And then he goes quiet. We don't know what the argument is. That was a suffix. And the Gemara says, tibaylecha, left off as a suffix. Now what's interesting is the Rambam says, if this happens, if a person says, I've got a limud tzchus, and he dies, or goes quiet, goes mute, the Rambam paskins, we kill the guy. We don't trust him. So they all ask, how could it be? The Gemara here says it's a suffix. We don't know whether we should rely on him or not, since he didn't actually say anything substantial, but he might have something to really, he could say. So how can Rambam paskin l'chumra? So different explanations are given, different girsos. So the Minchas Chinuch says, because since Rav Sheshit said menafich, he just kind of blew it off with his hand, as if it's nothing, he relied on that Rav Sheshit's understanding, and therefore he said, he paskin against the Gemara, that it's, even though it's ends of the suffix, we don't trust him. Gemara now says, "Afilu hu v'chule." So we said, if he goes out to be killed to the Beis Askila, if the Nidon himself says, "I've got a limud zchus," so the halacha is we do bring him back and see what he has to say. So the Gemara says we bring him back even four or five times. Bilvad sheyesh mamish b'divar, the Mishnah said, as long as he has something that's meaningful to say, we would bring the guy back. So the Gemara says, "Afilu pam rishon v'shniyah," even the first and second time we would bring him back, only if he has mamish b'divarav. But doesn't the Brisa says the Pam Rishona Vishniya Bain Shiesh Mamish Bidvara Bain Shin Mamish Bidvara Machs, you know, so the first and second time he says, I've got something, an innocent position, an innocent proof, we bring him back, even if he really doesn't say anything substantial, but the first two times we bring him back. But Mikan Ve'elach, after the second time, Im Yesh Mamish Bidvara Machs, you know, so Ein Mamish Bidvara Ein Machs, you know, so. But our Mishnah says, even the first two times we bring him back only if he has Mamish Bidvara. The Braisa says, no, the first two times we bring him back even if he doesn't have Mamish B'dvarav. So answers the Gemara, Amar Papa Targumua Bipam Shniv Eilech. So we say, no, when the Mishnah says we only return back from the fourth and five times Mamish B'dvarav, that's going on after the first two times. B'einach Nami, even our Mishnah would acknowledge that the first two times we would bring him back even if he doesn't have Mamish B'dvarav. The Minayada. How would we know? The guy's out to be stoned. How do we know when he raises his hands that he has something worthwhile to contribute to the case? So Amar Baye, the Misarinan Le Zuga Dirabanim. We give him, there are two Tamidi Chachamim who are accompanying him, and they are, if he says, I've got something worthwhile to say, they listen to his argument and say, yep, this is Taka, something good, we're going to bring him back. But if he has nothing good to say, so then they keep going towards the base of Skilam. So there's always two Tamidi Chachamim that are accompanying him out there. So Yadarma asks, what do you need two for? Wouldn't one be enough? So he says, because you're right, in the Chanami, one would be enough, but when the two Talmidei Chacham come back to Bezdin and say he's got something worthwhile to say, you need to aid him to testify that he has worthwhile something to say. One guy would only be an aid achad, and apparently that wouldn't be sufficient to provide aidus to Bezdin to bring him back from the base of Skila. The Mar now says, again, Amar Abayi de Masrinan Le Zuga de Rabbanan, we give him a pair of Talmidei Chacham who are accompanying him. Iyika Mamish B'dvarav in, if he's got something worthwhile to say, we return him back to the Beis Din. V'in lo, lo. So asks the Gemara, V'ligmar Le Meikara. So why didn't he, why didn't we give him in the beginning? The first two times, why didn't we pass the two Talmidei Chacham? Remember, the first two times you said, we always bring him back, whether or not he has Mamish B'dvarav or not. So why not for the first two times have those two Talmidei Chacham accompanying him, and if he's got Mamish B'dvarav, let him come back, and if not, not. What's different about the first two times? Mar says, Agav Debai, since he's so scared, Lamatzi Amar Komai De Islam. He's so scared of the anxiety, he can't think properly, he's not going to say it. So the first two times, I got something to say. What do you have to say? I don't know. We bring him back. After the third time, ready, his nerves have relaxed a little bit wine got into his system, so now he's able to speak, and only if it's Mamash B'dvarav do we Machzir Naso. This next, the Mishnah now, new Mishnah says in the bottom here, Matzilo Zuchus. We find this certain Zuchus for him, so what do you do, Pachur? We let him off the hook. So Vim Lav, if not, so the Yotzi the Saka, we have to go on with the whole process and kill him. Uchruz Yotzi the father, there's a Hachraza, there's an announcement that goes before he gets killed. Ish Ploni Ben Ploni, this individual, Yotzi Lisaka is going to be stoned. Al Shaver Aveira Ploni, say he did the following Aveira, let's say Chilo Shabbos. Uploni, Uploni Edav, these are the Edim. And Kol Mishio Deelo Zuchos Yavol V'Yumad Olav. Now this is your last chance. The last chance, he's going to get killed. If you have got something to say to protect him, come now, or forever hold your peace. So the Gemara now says, Amar Abai, Abai says, Tzarech Lameimar B'Yom Ploni, Yosef have to say, it happened on this day, Ubishah Ploni, this hour, Ubimakam Ploni, this area. Why? Because Dilma Ika Diyadev also made him lose. Because some might know who these Aiden were and say, wait a second, he was with us at a basketball game that night, and he couldn't have witnessed that Chilul Shabbos. Fine. So the Gemara now says, Ukariz Yotze Lefanov, Lefanov In, Me Karlo. Only in front of him, Mamish, when it's happening, but when he's going out to the base of Skila, but we don't make the Achraza before him, which Rashi said, we don't make the Achraza 40 days prior. Now there's a whole next section which is removed from the census. I don't know if you have it in your Gemaras or not. It's not in mine, but some Gemaras have it added in. It talks about how Yashka was hanged and the whole process here. So in the Masifta they have it here in the explanation side, but it's not here in the Gemaras. I'm not going to go through it, but those who want, there is an interesting discussion here of what happened with Yashka. Let's go now to the top of...
They took that later?
Yeah, the Christians took it out. Or maybe the Jews took it out, it was censored. Yeah, but it's an interesting discussion. So it's a short little story there. But again, you can look inside. Some Gemaras do have it. It's like written in a smaller font. You find it sometimes. Fine, the Gemara now says the top of the Amud Beis here. Amr Bishu ben Levi. Kol Azaveach Etzitzah, a person who shechs his own Yetzirah of his father Allah, and he admits to it. Malo Akasav, the Pasuk considers it Keilu Kibdu Akadosh Baruch Hu B'Shnei Olamim, as if Akadosh Baruch Hu honored him, or really honored Hashem in both worlds. What does that mean? Ol Ma'azev Ol Ma'haba. Yichsiv Zoveach Toda Yichbedineni. The Zoveach Toda, one who shechs a Toda, what's a double lashon a nun? Telling us in two worlds. Rashi and Top explains here Zoveach is Yitzro, La'achashe Siso Lachta. After the Yitzhara has enticed someone to do a certain Aveira, so then the guy was so guilty, who's of Choy Shechted his Yitzhara, however he did that. Bahargo, he killed the Yetzirah somehow. The Shabbat Shuvah, he did Shuvah. His father, Levan, he confessed. And the Shnei Nunan, that's in Yichabdineni, is the Shnei Kvodim to talk about the two worlds, the two honors, the two worlds that this person will be honored in for shechting his Avodah Zarah. Now it's fascinating that this Rashi explains it only after he had violated the Yetzirah. It sounds like from this, what a person shechted the Yetzirah beforehand, that wouldn't have the same thing. So I'm not sure what he's trying to get at here, but oftentimes when a person does an Aveira, that level of guilt he has, the Yetzer has subsided because he fulfilled whatever he was fulfilling, whatever taiva he had, and now he's able to, with that guilt, shech the Avodah Zarah. So that's the Yetzer. So that sometimes is the opportunity to really shech the Yetzer is after a person violated the Aveira, when the Yetzer, really kind of calmed down, that's the opportunity to shech it and to do tshuva. Not that I'm suggesting once you do an Aveira to get to that point, but we all do Aveiras, and then that's the positive way of looking at an Aveira, an opportunity to do better. Gemara now says, Amr Bishur ben Levi, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Adam Makiv Ola, Schar Ola B'yado. Mincha, Schar Mincha B'yado. A guy brought an Ola, he gets a Schar, bring an Ola. The guy brings a Mincha, he gets a Schar, a Mincha. Very, very simple. Aval Misha Daita Shvela Ma'ala Ola, because a person is very humble, so then the Pasuk considers it Ki'ilu Hikiv Koa Karbanos Kulam. He's as if he brought all the karbanos. Shenamar, as it says, Zivchei Elokim, the multiple zivrachim, the multiple karbanos of Hashem, Ruach Nishbra, a person who's a Ruach Nishbra, a person who's broken and down and humble, it's as if he brought all the karbanos. That's better than bringing a mincha and better than bringing an ola. V'lo, oh, not only that, Ela She'ein Tfilah Son Nemesis, his tefillah won't be ever viewed as something disgusting, meaning it'll always be accepted. Shenamar, the Pasuk goes on to say, Lev Nishbar, broken heart, Vinidken, really low, Elokim lo sivza, Kadosh Baruch Hu will never disgrace. So look, listen to all the tefillahs. And this is a part of the criteria, what's needed for a chazan, for a shliach tzibur, the person who understands the pains, the sorrows of the tzibur, to know what it's like to be humble and weak, that type of tefillah lo nimeses.
So in order to basically get better, you have to be bad. You can't get better if you're not bad, if you haven't violated anything. How can I get to a higher level? The only way I can get to that level.
Everyone does something bad. It's inevitable. There are only four people in the world who never sinned. Only four, and those four were great people, but they weren't the best people. Moshe Rabbeinu sinned, Aaron HaKohen sinned, David HaMelech sinned. They all sinned. They all were the greatest people. The Gemara in Shabbos says there are four people who never sinned. Yishai was one of them. Kaleb was one of them. There are few, and they were all great, but they were not like the greatest leaders. To be great leaders, you're going
to
sin.
We're expected.
That's part of nature. We don't try to. But of course,
but it's something that we should.
Mishnah says, new Mishnah, Hayarachu mi beis askila ke'aser amos, when they're far away from the beis askila, 10 amos away. Omrim lo, we say to the individual, his father, you need to now admit to what you've done wrong.
Shekain. The time of the, now this is talking about with Moshe Rabbeinu, but. Where was the base of skill in the time of the base Hamikdash? They had a place designated.
There was a place. I don't know exactly where it was, but somewhere outside of Yerushalayim we saw yesterday.
They did designate.
Exactly. So when they ride outside 10 amos away, they'd make a vidui. Shekein derech kol amumsim mizvadim. Everyone who's going to be killed, that's the practice. They always have a vidui. They confess to their sin. Shekol amizvadim, yesh lo chelek liolm haba. Anyone who confesses to his sins gets Olam Haba. Shekein matzina ba'achan. We find that by Achan, Shama and the sugyas in the Sefer Yeshua, Shama lo Yeshua. Yeshua says to him, "Bini sim na kavo la Hashem. Please do an honor for Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, the God of Am Yisrael. V'tein lo toda, give him a toda, give him a recognition, an acknowledgement, a confession." V'yan ya'achan. Achan answered as Yeshua. V'yomer. Omna anochi chatasi kazos v'chazos. I sinned this. I did this. V'gomer. He admitted. Uminayin shekiper lo vidov. How do we know vidov really provides a kapara for someone? Shenemar. The project says v'yomer Yeshua machar tanu yachar Hashem v'yom azeh. V'yom azeh ta'achar. You're only ugly, if you will, in this day. But via ta'achar li'olam haba. But li'olam haba, you won't be ugly anymore. You have a clean slate. V'meini yodeya lizvat. That's a person who doesn't know how to give a proper confession. So omim lo, we teach him, we say to him, emor tihei misasi kapara akavonosa. I say the following, my misa should be a kapara for all my sins. That's a very simple confession one should do if you can't say a full confession. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im haya yodeya shu mizumun. The guy knows he was really, blackmailed. And he was framed, this whole thing. Omer Tehe, we say to Misasi, he should say, Misasi kapara kavonosai. My death should be kapara for all the sins I've done my entire life. Chutz miavonde, except for this one I'm being convicted of committing. This one I'm not because I know I'm innocent. Amulowi, they say to him, no. Im Kain, you call Adam Omer Kain, kide lenakos atman. Everyone will say this just to, they don't want their family thinking that they are, their father was a varyan. So every person is going to say this, and in the end of the day, it's going to look bad for Bezdin, and this individual won't have a good vidua, he won't get kapara for his death. So we just say, very simple, Misasi, ye kapara kol avonosai. Gemara now says, Tanir Rabbanan, na e na el lashem bakasha. The pasuk said, by Achan, it said, na, simna. What's na means bakasha, it's a request. So Bisha she'amar kadosh baruch hu Yeshua. When Hashem told Yeshua, chata Yisrael, am Yisrael sinned. So Amar Lefanav, so Yeshua turns to Hashem and says, Ribono Shalom, Michata, so nu, tell me who sinned. So Amar Lei, V'chi Dultrani, am I, I don't know how they say this in English, but am I a tattletaler? I'm going to tell you? No. So Ani, Leich Hippil Garalas, go do Garalas, don't ask me. So Halach V'Hippil Garalas, it drew lots, V'Nafla Garal Al Achan. And they did the whole process, you look at the Pesukim Yeshua, and turned out Achan was the one who stole all the spoils of war that he wasn't supposed to. So Amar Lo Yeshua Begoral At, So Yeshua says to him, "Begora ata barlai." So Yeshua says to him, "Yeshua," but he says to Yeshua, "Amar lo, Yeshua, begora ata barlai." You're coming to me with a goral. That's how you're picking me out. You can't. There's no edim or evidence of goral. What kind of games is this? So ata velazar kohen shnei gedolei adoratem. So you're the greatest people of the generation. Imani mapi alechem goral alechem mechem who no fell. So I'm going to pull a goral on one of you. It's going to fall on one of you. So what do you mean? Someone's going to be picked out of the goral. It's completely random. How could you trust the goral? So Amar Lo, Yeshua says to Acham, we're requesting from you, Al Totzilaz al Garalos, please don't make fun of the Garalos. Because she'asida Eretz Yisrael she'tischalik begaral. In the future, in a few years from now, around 14 years from when this event happened, we're going to divide the land using the garal. Shenemar ach begaral yechalek hazaret. So don't make it fun of the garal. The garal is something pretty real. If you know how to do it and you have ruach hakodesh, the garal in fact works. Admit to what you're doing. Tain toda, give it a mission. So Am Ravina shechude shachte b'milei. So he was bribing him. Because he didn't want to admit to it. Rashi explains here, he bribed him and said, listen, I'm not going to kill you. Just admit what you did and then you'll be innocent. That's what he bribed him in, even though that wasn't really the case. So he says, Klum nevakesh mimcha el hoda. All I'm asking for you, just admit what you're doing and then you go back to your family. Say, Tein li hoda vipater. So please give a confession and you'll be off the hook. So miyad, right away, vayon achan es Yeshua, achan answered, vayomer, okay, fine. If all you're going to tell me is you want an admission, I'm more than happy to be honest. Amna anohi chatasi laHashem elokei Yisrael kazos fekazos hasisi. I did it. In the end of the day, we know Achan was killed. He tricked him into admitting, but in the end of the day, he admitted. So Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yechanina, Milamid Shemal Achan b'shloshe charamim. That we learn from this that Achan not only stole in times of Yericho, but he stole another two times during the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shnayim b'mei Moshe, twice in Moshe Rabbeinu's lifetime. Ve'echa b'mei Yeshua, once when Yeshua was the leader. Shenemar u'chazos u'chazos hasisi. Not only did I do this, but I did it like this and like this two other times. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mishum Rabbi Elazar bar Yerushimon, Chamisha, five times actually. Arba b'mei Moshe, four times during the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'echa b'mei Yeshua. Shenemar anochi chatasi v'chazos v'chazos hasisi. So what's the drasha here? How do we know five times total? Where's the Rashi? Is there Rashi here? Every letter, extra letter. So the extra Vav, ukazos, ukazos. So vichazos, vichazos, Vav is one, chazos is another, Vav is another, chazos is another one. That's a total of four extra ones. So that's the Joshua. So the Gemara says, "V'ad hashem my time alo yonish." So if he sinned during the times of Moshe Benu, either two or four times, why do you only get punished in Eretz Yisrael? What happened for the other times during Bimei Moshe? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Mishum, and Lefish lo onish ala nistaros ad she'avru Yisrael esiardim. The secret, the various that were hidden, they weren't held responsible for until they crossed the Yarden. So all those times he stole, no one knew about. Those were Nistaros, he wasn't punished for them. It wasn't until he got into Eretz Yisrael that Eretz Yisrael somehow was able to expose the Nistaros and punish him on those. Let's go a little further to the top of Mem Daleh now. The Gemara says, Kitanai, it's really, it's a machlokas tonight, how to understand the pasuk of Hanistaros la Hashem Elokeinu, Vaniglas lanu levanenu ad olam. That Nistaros are only to Hashem. The sins that are done in secrecy, only Hashem knows of, but those are Niglos, those that are exposed, it's going to be to us and to the children and for generations forever. So what's learning out, what do we learn from this pasuk? Firstly, Lama nakud al lanu ulvanenu val ayin sheba'ad. There's some dots, as we know in the psukim, there's some dots over the words. So why are there dots over the words lanu, and over the words levanenu, and over the ayin of sheba'ad? So milameid shelo anish al nistaros ad she'avru Yisrael as a yardin divrei Rabbi Yehuda. To teach us, somehow these drashas you have to learn through, there's a Rashi and Tosafot, I'm not going to go inside now, but these dots are teaching us that the nistaros are for Hashem, but only temporarily. But once we get into Eretz Yisrael, so then we're going to be punished even on the Nistaros. That's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Comes along his Bar Plugta, Amrei Rabbi Nechemia, V'chi Anash Al Nistaros Li'olam. Would a person ever get punished for Nistaros? V'alo Kvar Nemar Ad Olam. It says that Ad Olam, that Nistaros are Lashem Ad Olam, that they're going to be for Hashem always. And you'll never get punished, at least in this world, on Nistaros. That's not where the drush is of these Nikudos. Ella, Kishem Shlo Anash Al Nistaros, just like we were never punished on the Nistaros, so just like we were never punished on the Nistaros ever, so too the Averis that were before Hesha, we were not punished for a certain period of time at least, but once we got into Eretz Yisrael, so then we were punished on them. So Elo, the Gemara asks, Achan, my time. So what's the reason my time onish? Why was he punished? Wasn't it Beseser? So the Gemara says, Mishum Dehava Yadei Be'ishto Ubanav. Since his wife and family were aware of all the spoils that he stole from the battles during the times of Moshe Benu, that's not considered Nistaros, and for that reason, he was punished. Okay, so we will stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.